Oh, thank you guys very much for coming out to Union Hall tonight. Give it up for all yourselves for coming out. All right, cool. The other half of it, you can wait till later to do it. It's 100 episodes. 100 episodes of Stand By Your Band. This is the 100th episode, huh? Absolutely incredible. And if you join the Patreon like me, you can host the show with, you know, for your roommates. I live with them, and I give them $5 a month. So join the Patreon. But with that being said, are you guys ready to see a wonderful episode of Stand By Your Band? I don't know. That sounded like shit. Are you guys ready to see a wonderful episode of Stand By Your Band? All right, then give it up for Tom Tokar and Tommy McNamara!
Wow. In the flesh. This is so exciting.
Oh, my God. I didn't even
I thought one. We each thought the other one was going to take
no,
this
let's
microphone.
Leave it. Yep. This one's for God.
This one's for the big man.
Space for God.
This is a podcast for God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So good to be 100 episodes.
Wow.
Thanks so much for coming out. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
2 years.
2 years of our life down the toilet. I don't know if you guys, if you don't know the show, what we do is we have comics come on every week and defend shitty music that are like guilty pleasure music that they like that people make fun of them for. And then we make playlists on our Spotify of music from that band. And after 2 years, my Spotify is now ruined. So that's good. I used to learn new music from my Discover Weekly. Now every week it's like, do you want to listen to Slipknot's Christmas album? Because that's probably what you're into.
I remember getting a push notification when Panic at the Disco put out a new single. I was like, this is not good. I can't have someone find my phone.
I get that all the time where it's like, hey, there's an exciting concert near you. And it's always just, it's always Panic at the Disco somehow.
They're doing a lot. We're proud of Brendan Urie. And why do I know that name? Because of this dumb show.
This bad show. Hey, sometimes you commit to a premise too hard. It takes up a chunk of your life. And then you're in your 30s. You got to think about your time more. But anyway, no, this is great. I'm so psyched you guys are here.
Speaking of premises, backstage there was a notebook and no one could figure out whose notebook it was.
Yeah.
And one of the
including
comedians.
Including me.
Including Tom. Tom's like, I don't know whose notebook that is. And then Nick Nanny, one of the comedians, was reading, he goes, well, it says here, one of the notes is, I'm half Indian.
And I still said, I don't think it's mine.
It was Tom's.
It was mine. It turns out it's mine. Yeah, I write about that a lot. I write the same joke over and over again.
You're like, it's like The Shining. I'm half Indian. Yes. I'm half Indian. Yeah.
So excited you guys are here. It was hard to promote this show with Instagram being down yesterday.
Yes.
Did you guys survive the big Instagram day? That was a bummer. I'm not going to say it was like Millennium 9/11.
Oh, no.
But it was at least Millennial Pearl Harbor. Can I posit that? It was a rough day to be alive, you know? It was. I will say, it was funny yesterday if somebody was like, if you were talking to somebody and they were on their phone, you're like, do you hate me? What the fuck are you even doing? You're just looking at a black screen. I don't understand.
It sucked because we'd flown to Aruba and we'd taken this Instagram video with all these famous models and we couldn't show it. We were going to do this orange screen. We had this whole idea. And it was just such a bummer.
What a bummer. What a waste.
Yeah, I know.
We met Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Man, what a bummer.
If you listen to our Ja Rule episode, he has a Christian movie out that you need to see. And it features a scene where he yells at a painting of Jesus. And,
true. Why?
that's the whole thing. You don't need to see it.
Yeah.
That's all it's
gonna
be.
Why?
Oh, my God. How do you think you've changed in 2 years, Tom?
I don't know. I definitely feel worse.
Yeah.
I definitely feel dumber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't, my musical taste is maybe downgraded. I'm listening to 3 Days Grace again, you know. Not on purpose, it's just, it pops up and I'm like, I'll leave that on, why not? I do hate everything about you. Yeah, I don't know. How are you doing? How have you changed?
This year I'm trying to turn it around. You know,
yeah?
This is my thing. Tim and I, who just introduced the show, are in a weight loss competition.
Ooh,
that's been exciting.
Yeah.
Tim's
looking sharp.
Excuse me. that's one way to react. And the lights go off because I'm too ugly to show? Is that what's going on?
You're funny. A handsome man.
We're both wearing black sweaters. It's all good.
I said Tim looks sharp, not good. I think he looks frail.
But we're taking very different strategies because Tim is trying to do intermittent fasting. Is anyone doing that?
No. Tim, one person said I've heard of it, I think.
Yes, that's good. So this will go well. Tim's doing intermittent fasting, but all he eats in his time window is Popeyes, and I don't think that's how you do it.
I don't think that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that seems like one of those diets where it's like, you could eat cheese all day. It's like, that's not a diet, I don't think. Yeah.
I went to the doctor for the first time in 10 years, folks. Wow.
Yes.
Apparently, I'm the healthiest man in America.
Is that right?
Yeah. It had been so long that like both the doctor and I were like shocked when anything was good. She was like, oh, your blood pressure's pretty good. I was like, you gotta check that again. There's no way that that's possible.
Yeah, that's good, man. Congrats.
Thank you very much. I also fainted when they took my blood, but we can talk about that another time.
Man, I went to the doctor for the first time in a while because, get this, people, my butt hurt. True.
Oh, classic lib.
That's true. If you're liberal long enough, it becomes true. You become butt hurt. I also I'm fading away like a snowflake as well. No, my butt hurt. I went to a Medicaid doctor, and this is what I told this Medicaid doctor my butt hurt, and he said this. He goes, "Are you gay?" As if that wouldn't be my first thought if I were gay. I'd be like, "Yeah, my hot rotted boyfriend is railing me every night. I wonder why my butt hurts." You know,
is he hot rotted?
Yeah, he's got a hot rod.
Was it Andy Samberg?
Yeah. It was Andy Samberg. I had a Medicaid therapist for a minute.
How'd that
go? You hear about this?
I didn't.
You heard about this?
We
this
don't
Medicaid
talk.
Therapist. I go to this Medicaid therapist. She cancels on me because she can't get off her shift at Hot Topic. How about that, people?
No.
How about this? I asked my Medicaid therapist what she majored in. She says, "Psych." I feel like.
This was not cleared as a topic before the show.
I went off the rails. I did just come back from Vegas. Did I tell you that?
Beautiful Las Vegas,
it's fine. Yep. It's like Vegas is like people who want to go on a cruise ship but still be landlocked, you know? Like they want to be gross. Just dirt cruise.
Dirt cruise, yeah.
It's very gross in Vegas. An Uber driver I had told me that he got a tattoo on his balls.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's something. Yeah, on his balls, Nicholas.
Did you know what it was?
I mean, I didn't pry.
Well, he seems like a very private man, so you can't...
Could you imagine getting a tattoo on your... I could never get a tattoo on my balls, you know, because of job interviews. I would wanna... Yeah, I learned craps while I was in Vegas. I learned how to play craps. I never knew how to play craps before. And I learned from a pimp. It turned out a pimp taught me craps. Because we were at the table together, he started telling me how to play, and I'm so Midwestern. I was like, everybody around me was like, "Yeah, you know that guy's a pimp, right?" And I was like, "No, he's a good guy. He's popular. He just had a bunch of women scantily clad around him." I was like, "This guy's a cool guy." Yeah, pimp taught me craps. Do you guys know that the way you play craps is you blow a guy for 40 minutes and then you get $100? Apparently. Yeah, learned craps.
That's how I. That was my AC2 tier. That was the same thing. I can't talk. I forgot to mention, the doctor did ask me this question. Have you ever gotten this from a doctor? My doctor asked me, "How is your sexual performance?" I swear to God, my
is that
doctor.
Right?
Asked me, I swear.
And performance.
Performance. I didn't know how to answer. I was like, I don't know. Remember when I fainted? That might be. Just use that to whatever you have to write down in your notebook. Besides, I am half Indian and. I have a very creative doctor. She uses just a normal notebook. It's not a clipboard or anything.
It turns out the people in Vegas are really into guns. You guys like guns? We have a big gun crowd in Brooklyn.
We do have the Hunting Club of Brooklyn in the back.
That is right. I got into an argument with this guy because he was like, I told him about a thing that happened to me. It was after a show. I said, I have a joke about how a guy on the street called me a Big Bang Theory looking motherfucker. And.
This guy
said I should get a gun, and I was like, I don't think a gun would solve a lot of my problems. Like, one of the issues that I told him about, he was like, it'll solve your confrontations. One of the problems I had, I'm not a confrontational guy. I was driving, and a bicycle cut me off in traffic, and I'm so non-confrontational. This is all I did. I go, ah! And the guy saw me do that, and we were at a stoplight, and then he turned around on his bike and started banging on my window, and he goes, "Hey man, did you just fucking flip me off?" And I had to be like, "No man, I went like this."
Yeah, like you're trying to scare a baby.
Yeah, yeah. And then he just left me in my shame. So I didn't need a gun. You know?
I almost got hit by a car. This happens all the time in New York. By the way, my mom is here. Give it up for my mom. Yes. She made the trip. Excited to be here. I just wanted to let you know that there are a lot of times where I almost die here, but I'm always fine.
Yeah, yeah. So, you came out fine. Yeah,
I almost got hit by a car, and I jumped out of the way, and I was really pumped because I didn't get hit by the car. And then this guy yells out from a different car. He just goes, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I was trying not to get hit by the car." And he goes, "Well, you could have got a settlement." I was trying to get out of the way like a sucker. and then he pointed to his dashboard. This is real. He goes, "I have a camera right here. I could have helped you out." I was like, I don't want to live like that, just hoping strangers are filming me to help me in court. Like, I don't... That's not the kind of life I want to live. I don't know.
Oh, my God. We should start this show, McNamara.
I have more things to say. We have such an amazing special guest that we should bring him up. We're so excited.
Yes.
He writes for Desus and Merrill, former writer for Last Week Tonight. He's the king of Brooklyn, Josh Gondelman!
Come up, buddy.
Hello.
This is for you. This chair right here.
Oh, thanks.
We have a little shifting to do.
We didn't plan the mic situation at all.
Oh, man. Okay.
I like that you guys have a couch and I get like a chair an old man sits at to have dinner alone.
You're like our David Letterman and we're your guests.
Oh, that's nice.
You are hosting, by the way. I don't know if we should have cleared that before.
You flipped the script on me.
Anything to ask us?
Nope. I would be a very apathetic talk show host. Like, I don't know this guy at all. I don't give a shit. I guess he's in a movie. Are you guys the Avengers?
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming on, buddy. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye? That's good.
Say, yep.
Yeah, I'm a good man. I'm half Indian man.
In this world, Avengers names are just like Tinder profiles. thank you for having me. This will be so fun.
Yes.
Josh was
so
a
psyched.
Former. He was on one of our last live shows. He made it to the finals defending Hootie and the Blowfish.
I did. And I don't regret it. Which is saying something because I regret most things I've ever done.
What's funny, that was such a fun night. And I'm going to say we all drank so much. We all, like me and you both thought that you won that night.
I did. I was like, I won that, and Tommy was like, "You didn't."
And Spice Girls won, of course.
It's never good when I'm the voice of reason. That's not a good sign.
Spice Girls, an objectively better musical group than Hootie and the Blowfish.
Do we agree, audience? They're into it. Yeah. Who are the Hootie heads, though?
One guy. You made a little who for Hootie.
See, it's a fun show. Ignore the reviews.
That's the noise that fans make. If you're a Hootie and the Blowfish fan, there, Jimmy Buffett fans, parrot heads, Hootie and the Blowfish fans, owls.
That whoo is how they came up with "Let Her Cry." They're like, just let our audience cry. They're little bitches.
Do you have any other like bands that you liked in high school? Anything that you're embarrassed about, Josh?
Oh yeah, I mean, like, I feel like there are some bands that I still like but have become embarrassing.
Oh yeah,
like how this sounds like. Like, I'm not playing along, but, like, it's humiliating to be, like, a 34-year-old married man and still be like, "El Scorcho, that's my jam."
Oh, I love it.
It's, like, such a good song, but it's just like, "I like you, I'm lonely, I suck, nobody likes me." I'm like, I don't know, my life's pretty good, but why is that still the song that speaks to my heart?
I accidentally canceled Rivers Cuomo this year. That was something that happened.
What happened? Oh, yeah.
Because he has a famous MySpace post where someone accused him of a fetishism of Asian women, and he went through and cataloged what race of woman every song is about. And I always thought that was a crazy thing to do, so I screenshotted it and posted it online, and it kind of blew up.
Wait,
and
I think it was his notebook in the back. Half Indian, that's one of them.
But it was crazy, like Stereo Gum posted it. I was like, I do not. He's a childhood hero, and I'm very sorry, Rivers. And
what a world we live in that we can accidentally ruin the lives of our childhood heroes. From home, you could have been like nude doing that. I mean, I guess if you're going to ruin someone's life, often it happens while you're nude.
Yeah, I accidentally got Michael Jackson canceled the other day. I didn't mean to. I just made this long documentary. I didn't even. I was just drunk. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say I accidentally got Michael Jackson canceled by telling the story that happened 25 years ago to me.
Well, there was this pimp in Vegas, you see. And, no. We should explain this show a little bit to people, I think, before we go too deep. So really quickly, if you haven't filled out a bracket yet already, do that really fast before we start the tournament part of this.
Remember, Gonzaga never makes it past the Final Four.
Even with Adam Morris.
You can write in Gonzaga, by the way. That's fair. So we have prizes for the people who win the bracket challenge. If whoever you think is going to make it to the finals, write that in. Write the way you think it's going to happen. And then Tim, who you just saw, will collect those from you. So if you already have them, pass them to like to the end of your row or whatever. And then Tim will grab them for me, old school style. We have some fun prizes today.
Well, we should first explain what it is. So we have eight comedians, and they each represent a different band, and they're each going to come up here and kind of plead their case. They're going to play a song, and they're going to talk about why they love the band they love, and they're going to be against someone else, and we're going to see who moves on tournament style.
Yes, and for the first two rounds, the panel here are going to decide, and then for the final round, you guys decide who wins. So, hey, you have a sway in it. If you vote for somebody, you can falsely cheer for them, I guess. I shouldn't tell you how to cheat.
This
guess,
could become like a point shaving scandal. There could be a 30 for 30 about this show.
Yes.
Which would be the least cumulative athleticism represented in any 30 for 30.
And also, if we really like any of the comedians, we're going to call them over to the couch. And that's one
of
the plans.
Have to sit between me and Tommy.
Sit half on each of their laps.
So that's the grand prize, everybody.
But also, the way we judge the whether somebody moves on is not just the band, because then we wouldn't need to do this. It's based on their enthusiasm, their the way that they perform and stuff, the way they defend it. We've many times voted against bands that we like because we felt like the argument was good enough. We get it? Everybody good? Hell yeah.
Basically, so the prizes, people vote against their own interest in life and in this. I'm political now.
So some of the prizes, the main prize
What's
we have
tonight.
What's
the matter with Kansas, the band?
The main prizes we have tonight are, I have this this tobacco pipe that Doug Benson couldn't put in his bag, so this is for somebody
Are you sure that's not going to the Smithsonian?
And then here's the thing. I bought a bunch of Pez online. I felt like this is kind of a nostalgic-y show, you know? Nostalgic-y? Is that
yep.
I was like, oh, there's this giant bag of Pez online. I thought it would come in like a Pez bag. It came in this gross pedophile bag.
It is.
So it literally has a don't have this around children because they'll choke or
it has
be attracted to older men.
An evidence item number on it.
So you could win this. We're also going to have a game later on the show where you can win some prizes. But I think is that everything?
Yeah, I think we should get the show started.
Yeah, if you haven't finished your bracket, get them in there real fast. But without further ado, let's start the show.
Yes. Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, your first round matchup is Sublime defended by Mary Houlihan versus Girl Talk defended by Nick Nanny, everybody. Yeah. Nick's going to go first.
Yes. Nick, you have 2 minutes. What's the song that we've got for Nicky?
Is it Bodies Hit the Floor?
It is Bodies Hit the Floor. Let's hear a little bit of Bodies Hit the Floor.
Did you hear that? God, wow. That was, oh my God, what was that? Was that music? Yeah, that was music. That was all music put together. Okay, you know how you want to hear one song, but then you want to hear another? And then another on top of each other? That's Girl Talk, okay? Girl Talk is like going to the candy store and get everything mixed in the bag, and you don't just have Jolly Ranchers. No, 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 no. You got Malamars. You got, you know, right? You got Malamars mixed in with your Jolly Ranchers. the crunch, the texture. Oh my God, we are in heaven. Okay, girl. Oh, another comparison. I dare do it. Girl talks like you're fapping a hentai at home, and you put on Green Book also.
No.
And maybe a video of your grandpa's funeral. Why not? Mix it all together, and it becomes a harmony. All together. See, I'm not just defending one artist, Greg Gillis, who is Girl Talk. I'm defending all music here. So vote against me. You're voting against music. So thank you very
much.
Wow.
Thank you, Nick.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
All right. And now is Mary Houlihan with a little bit of Sublime. Let's hear Santeria.
If I had $1 million, but I
spend it all.
If I had
fuck.
And at Sancho La Juba, will I pop a cap in Sancho? Well, what do we have? An audience of hundreds who all know the lyrics to Santeria. Interesting, because at the top of the show, all of you came up to me one by one saying, I don't really like the band. Oh, how you lie, because you saw yourself dancing and singing and just loving it. Well, you know what? Yeah, I want you guys to vote for me, and I want to win the thing because it'll make my feelings good. But I think you guys should, you know, think about what you did tonight. Okay, vote for me.
All right, Mary Houlihan, everybody.
Mary Houlihan.
We'll let the first honors go to the guest.
Sure. So Nick said if you vote against him, you vote against music. And I thought, maybe I just hate music. And then Mary came on, I was like, you know what? I like music after all. And I hate Sublime. I think they're like listening to someone you don't like skateboarding. But I've got to go with Mary.
Wow.
Okay.
I feel like Nick spent most of his time defending Malamars. The candy I'm not really aware of, but I thought he's a great guy. And also, Green Book, you were a big fan?
What's that?
Were you a big fan of Green Book?
No.
Okay. He's being cute. I did
Are you
like
a big
him.
Fan of...
He is on Twitter. My favorite part of Green Book is when they first meet, and he's like, I'm a doctor of music. And then the guy goes, oh, what, like songs? And that was a real line in Green Book. Anyway, Mary wins.
My favorite part of hentai was... No, I'm just kidding. Well, look, it was a great matchup, and this is unnecessary, but yeah, Mary.
But.
Hold on, there's the but.
But. This is a big butt.
This is a big butt. Nick, would you like to join Mary as her teammate for the rest of the show?
Do I get another drink ticket?
Sure.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right, Nick and Mary, everybody. Watch the website.
Powerful stuff we just saw.
Kevin, yes. Why are you playing that? Larry David ass.
Kevin trying to insert himself into the damn show. He think he girl talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next round. We have got two amazing comedians. We've got Jordan Temple and Shalewa Sharp, if she's here.
Yes, is Shalewa here?
And she's here, all right. This matchup is Randy Newman versus Bjork.
Yes. Oh, my God. Incredible. Oh. Incredible. Damn.
All right,
let's start with Jordan.
Jordan, go first.
No heckling, little bitch. Don't you shoot at the king, you best not miss.
All right, so the first, the most aggressive statement said on this show ever.
Also yeah, the man. Most vigorous defense of Randy Newman I've ever heard.
Yeah, you better get it right. Randy Newman is the king. Randy Newman is the king.
All right, let's hear some of Dayton, Ohio.
I don't need no outfit.
Sing a song of long ago when things were green and moving slow, and people stopped to say hello, or they say hi to you. Would you like to come over for tea? With the missus and me.
Wait, it almost finished. Wait, play the last
way
two.
To spend a day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903. Let's say.
Don't you feel peaceful, man? I love that song because it's the safest way as a black person for me to time travel. As Randy Newman is an icon. As for Bjork, I don't know what the fuck is a Bjork. But in true American fashion, I hate what I do not understand. Randy Newman's a legend. He wrote that song, and then he wrote the Toy Story soundtrack. Who has that kind of range? I love Randy Newman. May he rest in peace. He's still alive. I just hope he's resting well.
Jordan Temple. All right, now let's hear some of human behavior from Bjork. Give it up for Shalewa Sharp.
Just get into it. Bjork is literally the reason why all of y'all all of a sudden are going to Iceland. It's not the cheap tickets. No one thought about that place until this bitch showed up in this dress. She wore the swan dress. It is the most iconic Academy Awards dress, I think. I think it is. She's true blue weird. Do you know what I mean? Like, y'all can keep your gaga. That bitch wasn't living in a meat dress. I'm pretty sure Bjork wore this all the time and was like, what, an award show? Okay. I guess I'll go. You understand? She was dressed as a swan, and her purse was an egg, and this bitch got down on the red carpet and pretended to lay an egg. Where's Gaga at? Gaga ain't do that shit. Randy Newman, man, look. Randy Newman is music for dudes who say shit like, I see what you did there, instead of laughing at a joke. And Bjork's music is like the guttural scream of women who have to blow that dude.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Wow, that was incredible. Give it up for both of them, everybody. Wow.
Incredible.
What a first round.
That
wow.
was great. Oh, my God.
Incredible.
So good.
Clash of the Titans.
I'll go first. This is an insanely good matchup. I think I have to go. I loved them both. I think I have to go with Bjork. I love the outfit, and I think it's great. Great jokes.
All right. Josh, what do you think?
So, here's the thing. I fundamentally reject the premise that there's anyone who likes Bjork but not Randy Newman. And also, I fundamentally reject the premise that there's anyone who likes Randy Newman but not Bjork. So,
yeah.
But that being said, Shalewa made a swan dress, and I see what
you... I came right from work to be here!
But I feel like...
I came right from work!
This isn't a child's fucking Little League game. You don't get extra credit.
I made this dress on my lunch break. I'm so hungry, y'all.
Why are we pretending like Jordan isn't wearing a Randy Newman outfit? I don't understand.
Jordan's always wearing a Randy Newman outfit.
He's in Ohio, 1903.
Jordan's the king of cosplay. We know that. But I see what Shalewa did there. And so she wins.
Are you going?
I'm Bjork.
You're Bjork, man.
Yeah, sorry.
I loved this round. This was so fun.
It was so good.
I could have gone either way on this one for sure. I do want to say I found a comment that could be relevant here. It was on the video for the human behavior from Bjork. It was an old man who wrote, "I am human, and even I get confused by human behavior."
How do you know they were old?
He had his profile picture up, and then three comments down, that same dude wrote, "I want this to be played at my funeral."
Oh, which is very soon.
I call it a sooner.
All right, Jordan, do you want to stay with Shalewa and defend Bjork for the rest of the show?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to listen to her music.
Give it up for both of them, everybody. Jordan and Shalewa.
That's going to be fun. What a great round.
That
Holy
was amazing.
Shit.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Did you guys know that Randy Newman wrote a song about Trump's dick?
What?
What's it called?
There's no fun name.
Oh, I thought that was a setup.
No,
okay.
No. He really did. He wrote a song where I think the hook is like, I wrote it down.
What is
somewhere.
It called, though?
It didn't end up coming out because he was like, it's too crass or something.
I hope that it's called Untitled, How Does It Feel?
Oh, the chorus is, what a dick, da da da, what a dick.
Wait, is that real?
That's real. Wow. I swear to God, you can Google it. All right, let's bring up our next round of contestants.
Oh, you know who's a big dick? Ladies and gentlemen, Casey James Salengo's here.
Yes!
And also, from the Britney Spears podcast, Claire Parker and Ashley Hamilton, everybody!
Yes. Shall we start with Casey?
He's taking the mic without
he's
asking,
the mic,
so sure.
And he's defending.
I was going to give it to them.
Oh!
Yeah, it's a gentleman.
A gentleman.
The gentleman jumped out.
All right.
All right, he's defending Carly Rae Jepsen. Let's hear a little bit of all that.
Folks, here's the music. I forgot they're going to play a song.
Isn't that sexy?
Folks,
I've never seen them.
I'll do this all night. I don't even know what I'm playing. There's a lot of movement in these hips, baby.
I've never seen a body roll with a flat tire before.
You've said that before. There's no way I was off
I've
the
never
top
said it before.
That's brilliant. God, give it up for Josh Gondelman. What a great comedian. Written on so many shows, so successful. Folks, Webster's Dictionary defines music as vocal or instrumental sounds, or both, combined in such a way as to produce beauty and form, harmony, and expression of emotion. Folks, I'm just a simple farm boy. All right? I didn't have music growing up. We had the clanging of the wind chime, the moo of the elk.
Webster's Dictionary?
We had the hum of far-off catamarans. I never heard any of this before. One day, my mama said, "Let's go into town. I need to get my mustache waxed." So I went with her. It was a day's trek. We only had ox milk and love to nourish us. We got into town, and I heard a sound I never heard before, coming from the 5 and dime radio. I said, Mama, what is that? She goes, "Son, that's music." I go, who's that beautiful voice, Mama? She goes, "Son, that's Carly Rae." I was filled with a light that I've never felt before, beaming from my pores. A smile as wide as the Euphrates spread across my cheeks. The smile immediately faded as my mother was murdered by a pack of wild dogs. As the vicious hounds ripped her ivory flesh from her dewy bones. Her screams billowing from her flowing mustache. I said right then and there, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to make that music and honor my mother. So I got older and I realized I have no vocal talent or desire to play an instrument. So I did what all listless, talentless people do. I became a comedian. And here I am today doing this. And Carly Rae, she was a simple farm girl. She came from the desolate wasteland of Canada. And she accomplished her dreams. And I said, one day I'm going to grow up and I'm going to accomplish my dream of being on True TV's Comedy Knockout. Which I did twice. So boys, when you vote here, I want you to think of a little boy with a gleam in his eye, a song in his heart, watching his mother get eaten by dogs. Thank you, everybody.
Wow, Casey, everybody.
And now Ashley Hamilton and Claire Parker defending Britney Spears. Toxic.
Thank you so much.
Let's hear some Toxic.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say Britney Spears doesn't need a bullshit childhood trauma story because she is a child trauma story.
And she overcame it better than any dogs ever have.
I miss or your mom. Story.
Okay.
We're anti-dog, anti-mom, pro-Britney only.
Pro-Britney only. She invented everything we know about music. You only like Carly Rae because you heard her first, you know? Britney invented her. She invented a world of pop music that nobody understood before, you know?
She invented Canada, where Carly is from. The whole thing.
I believe that 100%. I'd never heard of it before I heard Britney, so it adds up. Oh my God.
I just like to say this song, it announces itself. You knew what it was immediately. Britney announced herself. We all knew who she was immediately. She went from mall tours to Hit Me Baby One More Time to national tours. Who else has a meteoric rise like that?
Truly nobody else in the world. Do you guys remember the tapping of the pencil in Baby One More Time? It's the only song. It's incredible. Oh my God.
That was her idea. The schoolgirl skirt? That was Britney at 16. Who knew that?
Incredible. Thank you so much for coming to support us. Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah, Britney, sit one out on that one, buddy.
Britney announced herself as soon as every Britney song starts. You know what it is the second you hear it, and the only reason everyone didn't hit the ceiling as soon as it came on is because we asked that everyone be physically restrained for safety, you know?
And I would also like to end our set by letting you know Britney had to cancel her Vegas residency for her dad's health. And if we don't win, she won't go back to Vegas.
Britney's career rests on us right now. And let me tell you what, I'm afraid for it.
It rests on you three. Think what you do
wisely. I just
want
to say that Britney invented pop music as we know it. People don't give her credit for it. They think it's bubblegum pop. But she created the mold that she lives in. And Carly Rae Jepsen, yeah, she sings music, but it wouldn't exist if Britney hadn't built it, you know?
All right.
Go for it.
Wow. Well done.
Give it up for Ashley and Claire, everybody!
So you're saying Britney's whole career rests in a conservancy of people who shouldn't actually have control over it?
That's a lot. Yeah. Man, Tommy, what do you think?
This is tough. Only one of the defenders is actively massaging me. So that makes this a tough one. Case, I wish you had played Call Me Maybe. I think that would have been a... Casey wins.
You wish Call Me Maybe would have been
it's
the call?
It's such a banger that it'd be hard
I do
to
like.
Argue.
Do you guys like Call Me Maybe? Do
yeah,
we like it?
Yeah, it's good.
It is good. Only half the people here seem to like it. I liked that you didn't use it, to be honest. I did. I never really got into Carly Rae until this very day.
when your mother got killed by dogs.
But I do want to let some of the people who tweeted chime in. At iPhone 420S wrote, Carly Rae Jepsen, more like Carly Rae, I hate you. You're annoying and no, I won't call you. Bye.
It's hard to argue with that.
So that is something to think about. Also, I got really into Carly Rae today, and I read about the song All That. I went to the song meanings just to see what was on there. It's so funny how they explain things. Apparently,
According to lyricsexplained.com, just let me in your arms. It has a footnote that says, this line means just hold me. So it's good to understand the song before you judge things. I got to go Carly Rae. Oh, I can't believe this. I know. It's stupid, but I really liked Carly Rae today.
I love the song Toxic so much.
I do too.
It's such a good song. It's a perfect... Well, let's not put the horse before the cart. Yeah, look, you were at such an advantage when you started. But Casey's moving story about the untimely death of his mother and just a simple farm boy hearing songs for the first time, it really touched my heart. And his talking was the toxic of talking. So I've got to give it to Casey, shit. James Lango, and Carly Rae Jepsen.
But there's a twist.
Oh, there is a twist.
There is a twist.
Do you guys want to stay on with Casey?
Not really.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, whoa, they're splitting.
Are you guys splitting?
Yeah.
Wait, no, Claire, do you really not want to?
I don't
You don't have to. Claire is famous for saying that she didn't listen to music until 6 months ago. So
when
makes
she
sense.
Heard Britney Spears.
I'll join.
All right, give it up to them, everybody.
What a team.
I respect Claire's reluctance.
Yes, I do too.
She's like,
I get
fucking
it.
Britney, ride or die.
Yes, that was crazy. That was really crazy. Honestly, Casey's dancing is what mesmerized me.
Yeah.
And the fact that he danced for the opponent, I respect that.
Yeah,
it
was very sensual.
Mm-hmm. It was sensual.
And it was very fair.
All right, we have one more matchup in this first round.
Speaking of sensual, we've got Sean Donnelly, everybody. Mr. Sex. And we got
Eudora Peterson.
Yeah.
And they are defending Sean. We made him defend Matchbox 20.
So here's a little backstory. We decided to leave one slot open to the fans, and we narrowed it down to four choices. Matchbox 20 won.
Yes, and you know Sean is a man of the people. He's a union man.
He's a union man.
He's at Union Hall, and he's going to defend
SAG.
Like a little league coach for no reason.
So Sean, why don't you? Let's have Sean go first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
This is Matchbox 20, and first up we have Push.
Oh, I love this.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. You can already feel your girlfriend's dad liking you.
She said, I don't know.
Like, this it doesn't offend anybody. You guys are offended at all?
I'm a little bit.
Don't you feel better now? This is the khakis of music. Don't you understand?
And I don't know if I've ever been really loved by a hand that's touched me.
I'm defending a fan's suggestion, so I listen to this on the way over, and my credit score went up by 30 points. And this is the most white privilege of white privilege. Did you turn it off? What happened?
Only a second.
Oh, yeah. All right. What I'm saying is this, and I really mean this. Like, how... I really did. I don't listen to that normally, but I do like them. And there's a bunch of different options. Like, if you run out of Matchbox 20 songs you like, just listen to Third Eye Blind. It's the same thing. And Rob Thomas still looks fucking amazing. The whole band looks like they work at a guitar center now. So they're just suit, like, it's very comfortable. It's just like very comfortable music. They're supporting the whole Light FM fucking radio station scene right now. So maybe give them some fucking credit. Have they done anything to you? You know what it is? All the bullshit that white people have done and we're talking about now, have they done shit? No. They fucking helped the white community. This sounds really fucking weird. It's true though.
What's happening,
they haven't
Sean?
Done shit. I'm saying all the bullshit that's going on, they're...
By right. They, you mean Matchbox 20.
Yeah, I mean Matchbox 20. Is that not... I can't even say the word white people, can I? You guys, the minute I said white people, you're like, racist, no matter what. I'm saying that they never hurt anybody, and you guys are like, no, don't say the word white or anything. Don't say eggshell, you fucking fat racist. What I'm saying is it's very easy to listen to, and you guys, I think they're secret hits. Like, I think that the more I'm kind of making fun of it right now, but you guys know that you know the words to those songs just like before, and also, like, you know you like some of those songs, but we're in Brooklyn, and you don't want to admit that you like some of those songs. You feel like you'll lose your apartment the minute you say you like some of those songs. So you know what I mean, and I think I made my case. Thank you so much,
yes,
Sean Donnelly!
Sean Donnelly!
I'm not racist. I was trying to say an anti-racist thing, yes. But in this jacket, you can't not sound racist.
Sean, no, nothing about Sean's defense of Matchbox 20 was firmer than his New Balance jacket.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, now
we have Eudora Peterson defending Sean Paul.
Yeah, hit that track.
Well, in come the thing them call a broken heart. This blessed love will never part. You don't know it from the start. Me tell them say I'm dirty, yeah. Sean Paul and Sasha.
Cut the track.
Well, in come the thing
that. That's it. I'm good. That's all I need.
You can't listen to the dentist?
Huh? I'm gonna collect you in a second. Hold on. No.
I don't know what that is. I don't even know what cancel means. I can't even say that.
I mean, that was like a wedding vow. Like, you could use that. What he just said, you could use it as your wedding vow. Sean Paul, what can I say? One man, two first names. Sean Kingston couldn't do it. Paul McCartney had to fall back on his last name. Beatles didn't pan out the way he thought it would. Now, I feel like I got to address like the elephant in the room. The main complaint that people have about Sean Paul is that they can't understand what he's saying. And he's speaking in patois. Patois, it's like an Afro-English.
You're saying that like this was my complaint.
Yeah, Josh.
Talking to you. But basically, I understand that people are like, oh, I don't like quite get it, but that's what he's doing. And I think that's so cool and impressive that he's like this international dance hall star, and you don't understand patois, but like, you can speak it. Like, if Sean Paul asked you to do 8 minutes on a comedy show, you'd be like, just give me the light at 6 minutes. That deal, like, you would know that. You'd know that. And also, I'm going to end on this. I don't care what you said. I understand that when somebody else loses, they join the other. His name is Sean. He should join me.
Right.
Give it to me. How can one Sean turn his back on another Sean? Blood is thicker than water. You spell your names the same way. I get if you want to distance yourself from like Sean Mendes, because he spells his name differently, but Sean.
I'm also fluent.
There we go. Give me the Sean.
Wow.
Give me the Sean.
Get up your door, everybody.
Hell yeah.
All right, Josh, let's go to you first.
Yeah.
The impressive arguments waged on both sides. Eudora said, look, if you needed to speak patois, you could speak it. And she looked in my eyes. And that was, I was like, I think that would be deeply offensive if I tried that. But I appreciate your believing in me. And so I vote for Eudora Peterson and Sean Paul.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Tom?
Interesting. Man, I'm torn because I don't like Sean Paul, mostly because my girlfriend's in love with him, and that pisses me off.
Still?
Yeah. Same reason I don't like Josh Gondelman. No,
what was that cadence?
Gondelman. Wait till you hear all the reasons.
Is that not patois?
Wait till you hear the reasons I don't like Josh Gondelman.
Here's the thing. I don't know what patois is, but it sounds interesting. I want to try this. I like Matchbox 20. Was that offensive? Who knows? But
everyone knows.
No, I gotta go. Sean Paul. That was a great argument.
I thought you were just gonna say I gotta go and leave.
I canceled myself.
I gotta go. And wow. Before I decide, and it's already decided, so it doesn't really matter. But I will say, last year I had a very touching Matchbox 20 moment where I went to a wedding, and at about 3 in the morning after this wedding, me and my friend were watching Matchbox 20 live videos for a full hour because I was trying to prove a theory that Rob Thomas hates the band. Because if you look at any live video, he stands 15 feet away from them. They're so far back, it'd be like if I was up here and Sean was my drummer and I would never looked back one time, and I was yelling about this when his roommate came down. And yeah, because he hated them.
Right,
and that's why you can't win.
He was so smooth. Also, I like that you listened to it at 3 a.m. in true Matchbox 20 fashion.
But I was not lonely. I had a friend and an angry roommate. And folks, tonight's been a really special night. Which is why Eudora takes it, everybody.
But
Sean!
There is a twist!
This is bullshit!
The white community!
That's cool!
Sean, will you join Eudora?
Yes,
all right, that's our first round, everybody.
First round's over.
I feel like this is a powerhouse team.
This is good.
This is good. That's the only team that I'm like, they could be a buddy cop movie.
And they just met tonight.
All right, shall we start the second round?
Yeah, let's do it. Our first matchup, Sublime versus Bjork. And people have been comparing these two forever.
Yeah, it's finally time to settle the debate. Do we have Jordan and Shalewa?
You guys are going to go first.
So we have Sublime first. Let's hear some of Sublime's second song on the list here. We have April 29th, 1992.
April 26th, 1992. There was a riot on the streets. Tell me, where were you? You were sitting home watching your TV. While I was participating in some anarchy. First spot we hit, it was my liquor store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit, it was the music shop. It only took one.
Who amongst us thought Sublime was a cool band to smoke pots to? Who amongst us thought it was a cool band to make out with your first cutie to? Well, you're all wrong, because...
This is why.
Because... Sublime transcends music, and... There were legions of white teens all over the globe who did not know about the Rodney King riots. And them hearing Sublime say that they were rioting
on K-Rock,
92.3 FM, showed them that Sublime, the government tries to tell us that race divides us, but no, we're all the same. We're all the same. And if you vote against Sublime, you are arguing, one, that we are not all the same, and two, you are a cop. You are pro-cop, and you are a cop. And most importantly, why this song matters.
April 29th, 1992 was my brother's 9th birthday.
Shit.
If you vote against Sublime, you're voting against my brother's 9th birthday.
Nick and Mary, everybody.
Nick
wow.
Mary.
This is good.
All right, let's hear...
Jordan and Shalewa.
Let's hear some Bjork, baby.
I'm just saying, they're already cheering in the back. What'd you say? It sounds like nigga, let it go.
It's oh so quiet. Shh, shh. It's oh so still. Shh, shh. You're all alone.
All right. Let me go ahead and just tackle the Sublime thing right quick. First off. Nobody even bought that record until the lead singer passed away. The front cover, I worked at an indie record store. I filed that CD a lot in our used CD bin. The back, I do. Also, I like that Sublime needed to use bootleg reggae to tell white people about the riots. They didn't even use patois.
They did.
So that y'all would understand it, like y'all weren't up watching it. I'm
that
just saying.
Divided the races, clearly.
It did not bring us together. But luckily, a young man named Rome took over, and that's what we have now. Golden era of Rome. Bjork is a gangsta. I will tell you why. She beat up paparazzi at least 2 times, one of them on tape. Please look up Bjork fight when you get a chance. That bitch was in the Bangkok airport with her son. Also, did you know she was old enough to have children? No one knows how old she is. She's a witch. She's pushing a child that's supposed to be her kid. And some reporter is just like, welcome to Bangkok. And she stopped. And you know when you have to stop because you know you're about to kick someone's ass and you got to just go, I can't do it. I can't lose my job today. That bitch was like, my job is singing. And turned around and walloped her, took her to the ground, punching. They pulled her off. She walked away and like James Brown went back and beat this reporter's ass more. That's just the one we caught on. That was in 96. This bitch has been beating up people for years. She did it again in 2008. She ripped a dude's shirt in half. I'm just saying, she's a witch. You don't.
Some people say not today. Bjork said today.
Today. Absolutely.
Come on. My dad does that all the time.
Why is your dad walking around with weird Scandinavian children in the airport? Also, let's see, how else is she a gangster? She had a stalker. Do you guys remember her stalker?
Y'all got stalkers.
Y'all ain't got. Ain't nobody stalking Sublime. Actually, Bjork had a rough life.
Did she have a Dalmatian?
Did she have a Dalmatian? No, the guy did send her a letter bomb, and then he wrote lots of diaries about how he was obsessed with her, and then he killed himself on tape. There's a lot of it caught on tape with her.
Boom!
That's fucking dedication. That's how dedicated her fans are. That's how dedicated her fans are. You kind of...
I will remind you about the pro cop thing.
Really?
So keep that in mind.
Really? You're going to bring a pro cop thing?
I understand the optics that we are two white people saying that you are racist if you vote for them.
Niggas,
I understand that.
Are you kidding? Let me tell you something.
This is in a direction.
Yo, can I tell you that the two blackest people up here have picked the two whitest people to defend? Our asses are on the line. Do you know what Thanksgiving's going to be like for us? Someone got a picture of me in this goddamn swan dress. We about to win.
Right. Holy shit. Holy shit.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Man.
That's me putting an invisible cloak over.
But also Alex Nanny's 9th birthday.
That's interesting.
All right, this is a lot to think about.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here.
Wow. Powerful stuff from both sides.
First of all, Shaleva brought up Bjork Fights, which is my favorite bootleg VHS series as a child.
Yes.
We'd buy them in like a Newbery Comics or a...
That was tough.
I did like when Mary yelled, "It was appropriation in defense of Sublime."
Literally,
it was good.
They're good. They appropriated.
Nothing makes me more embarrassed to be a white person than Sublime fans. That's just like that's been for decades. And so Sublime had a big mountain to climb to win this this round, and they didn't. I firmly, by every metric, Shalewa and Jordan and Bjork take this one.
Wow, they froze to death on Everest.
They froze to death.
Don't listen to that.
They froze to death at base camp.
Vote for the Grammy winners.
All right, Tommy, what do you think?
Mary keeps stealing the microphone from me, and I'm terrified of what she'll do next, so Sublime wins.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That was tough, man. It is interesting that you used violence against journalists as a defense point. Like, yeah, let's beat up the media. It is pro-Trump a little bit, but...
Think about it.
Think about that. Shit, I'm so torn here. What do you guys think? Bjork? I'm hearing Bjork. I didn't even hear anything.
Bjork takes it.
I'm going to give it to Bjork.
But!
Yeah.
But!
There's a twist. There's a twist.
Do you guys want to join them and defend Bjork in the finals?
All right, we'll see him in the finals, everybody. Let's get our second matchup.
I do want to say there is one thing about Sublime we should know is that there was a guy in Canada who said that that he met a girl once. That song that they played, that April 2nd, he says, this song is special to me. I once knew a girl who loved that song, but I never saw her again. So
something to think
keep
about.
Keep that in mind. Maybe that was Mary. Mary, have you been to Canada? It doesn't matter.
Second round matchup. Give it up, everybody. We've got Sean Paul versus Carly Rae Jepsen. Yes! Everybody come out.
What a round. And first up, we're going to do Carly Rae Jepsen. Let's hear.
We've got the angry Claire Parker, the kind of angry Ashley Hamilton, and Eudora Peterson, everybody!
And where is Casey James Salengo?
See? See who you voted for?
Oh, here we go.
Be tormented by me, babe. Wonder how I do. How's the weather? Am I better now that there's no you? Drink tequila for me, babe. Let it hit you cool and hot. Let your feelings be revealing that you can't forget me. Now a flower on the wall. I am growing 10 feet tall. In your head and I won't stop until you forget me, get me
now. This is
now
like the video from The Ring.
In your fantasy.
All right.
Thank you so much, everybody. It's been an honor to be here today. Carly Rae Jepsen's musical icon. When I moved to this city in 1965, my father drove me across the frozen tundra. We went immediately to the Brill Building. I don't know who that is. That's where hits are made, folks. My dad dropped me off, immediately died of a cocaine overdose. He'd been secretly doing cocaine the whole time. I walked in those doors, the first person I saw, who do you think it was? Carly Rae, good guess, wow, holy shit. I thought she was going to say Carole King, not Carole King, Carly Rae. And I said, this is why I came here, this is why my mother and father died, and this is why I'm the best goddamn dancer in Brooklyn, because of all that. I don't know, I'm very tired.
Well, let him weigh in.
Yeah, I have emotions about Carly. I have emotions about the fact that Casey can do push-ups. Who knew, you know? I think that if you guys aren't feeling emotions about it all right now, then you're wrong, you know? And that's why you should vote for Carly Rae and emotion.
I just wanted to say that our second song was Radar, which was not just on Blackout, but then again released on the album Circus. Who here on this stage believes...
Play the music, play her off.
Easy Kanye West.
To release the same single on two albums. Who believes in themselves?
It sounds so nice they released it twice, you know? That's what they say. Oh, it's so good. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Carly Rae Jepsen!
Carly Rae Jepsen! And now, let's hear it for Sean Paul from Eudora!
Certified quality. But that the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology. What them the right way, that's my policy. Sean Paul alongside Beyonce. Now you man say, this a dirty, yeah. Dirty, yeah.
Now you dance, Sean.
Yeah. You don't know. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Pull up to the bumper, Sean. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Shauna Donnelly.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Josh. That was really good.
Sorry.
No, that was good for me. That was good for us. Wait, so I chose that song because I want to demonstrate that Sean Paul has crossover appeal.
He can do reggae. He can do dancehall. He can do pop. He can do no wrong, Sean Paul. He can do no wrong. And I feel like he's been featured on a lot of like pop stars' tracks before they blew up. He did Rihanna. He's great song. In Rihanna's song, he says instantaneous. Like he just shouts instantaneous. He goes, sing it. Bring it. Instantaneous. And I think he's got his own hits, but the fact that he can jump on another person's track. I mean, imagine if Sean Paul was featured on your comedy album. Think about where you'd be. I mean, you're doing great right now. You're like the nicest comedian in America. But if Sean Paul jumped on that track, you'd be the nicest comedian in the world.
Thank you.
An international superstar, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Do you know him? We could make. I would love for this to happen.
Talk to me. Talk to me. What are you gonna say, Sean?
I want to say, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, he's featured. Featuring, that's a big deal. Have you ever listened to a song called featuring Carly Rae Jepsen? Also, yeah, he's great because he makes white guys dance like I just danced.
Yeah,
on the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And on top of it, he's awesome because you know who he is in every song, and I'll tell you why. Because every song he goes shut up all. Every time he goes, he'll tell you who he is right away. There's no gray area. You know a Sean Paul song because he'll go, I'm a Sean Paul. I'm on this song. I'm definitely on this song. I'm on this song. Don't forget about. There should be a thing where he goes, don't forget about Sean Paul. But you're right. He's featured. When hip-hop artists work with somebody, it's a big deal. Like he's like a way better version of Pitbull. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, shit.
Fuck Pitbull.
You're going to divide
fuck
this
Pitbull.
Audience.
All Pitbull does is name places. Yeah. Sean Paul actually has
Sean
some fucking
Paul,
talent.
Yeah. Sean Paul has got the Midas touch, man. And also, I just want to say, it sounds like you had a bad childhood. You need a vacation. You need an island breeze, Casey. That's what you need.
Mm-hmm. You can meet Sean Paul. And you go, hello, Casey. Welcome to the island.
Oh, sorry.
Do you want a fruity drink, Casey?
Sorry. I would love a vacation.
I'll tell you who didn't win that round. Pitbull.
Yeah, why does Pitbull get hurt in all this?
Can I just say, Pitbull is 5'7", the perfect height for a man.
That's
and
true.
I don't know why we would be mean to him.
I'll tell you what, Sean Donnelly managed to do that impression so badly it wasn't offensive.
That was Sean.
Josh went way too fucking high.
I am wearing teacher. That's a fact about me.
There was a real Batman vibe to your Sean Paul.
Sean Paul's going to clean up Gotham and Kingston.
Get the joke. All right.
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Oh, man. Josh, since that was mostly directed to you, why don't you go first?
I'll tell you what. I was pandered to. I like that. Casey did ironic dancing. Eudora did sincere dancing.
If you felt Casey on your lap, you would know that was not
that
ironic.
Yeah, that was sincere.
All right.
No, I felt it.
I would just say that wasn't an ironic boner. That's a different thing. Also, Casey's team did openly try to sabotage him. And for that, I have to give this to Eudora
and
Sean
Paul.
That
is a backfire, yeah. Yeah, Claire taking the mic was probably not for the best.
I will say it was toxic.
It was like performance art because she was doing like a Britney-like meltdown during.
She took that mic down.
Not her fault, okay? Don't use that as fodder.
She took that mic with. Let me speak to your manager.
And the important thing is we all speak not into the mic, so no one can hear it later.
Yes.
And,
I'm going to go. I got to go with Eudora and Sean on that one. But against all my wants.
Well, since I have nothing to lose, I'll give it to these three.
means that Sean Paul's in the finals, but
there is a twist.
You'll never believe this twist.
Do you guys want to join
the first ever Sean? The first ever five-person team in Stand By Your Man history.
If you agree to it.
Can we do it without Claire? Is that
all right? What the fuck?
We were going to have a starting five.
Get all right, back in,
we're gonna see you guys in the finals. Go prepare.
Yes.
All right, so now we just have an hour to kill before the finals.
What do you guys want to talk about? Man, what a fun.
Have you heard about this college scandal? I tell
you. Boy, 500 grand, I tell you what I'd do with that.
What?
Not go to college, probably. I'll tell you that much.
Funny stuff. Well, folks.
It's like if you have $500,000 to spend on your kid that's not going to go to college, start them a record label.
Yeah. I'll tell
so
you.
So we have one thing to do before the finals.
Yes, we have to sacrifice our guest.
Finally. The moment I've been waiting for.
No, so we want to give our contestants some time to come up with some shit for the finals, but we also wanted to give you guys some time for some interactive fun. We have a game for you.
Nothing sounds creepier than interactive fun.
Interactive fun. Who wants to come dance on Tommy like Casey did? You can win Pez.
Exactly the way you would describe luring a child into a man.
No,
I'm not a pedophile.
We got some candy.
That was my shot.
So for this game, we're going to have Kevin play 3 seconds of a song. This is basically Beach Shazam. If you can name the song first, I'm going to throw some prizes at you. So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Kevin, hit it, baby. I heard somebody over here say it. Who was it? You? All right, I believe you. All right, I'm going to toss.
Wait, what was the song?
That was the reason from Hoobastank.
By Hoobastank? Yes. Oh, my God. You must have had so many bad breakups in high school to recognize that so fast.
Did it make it? I hit Tommy's mom.
That was
very
mom.
Sorry,
yeah.
Susie McNamara.
I made her drive me around and listen to that song all the time.
All right, the next prize is a book copy of Up in the Air. Yeah.
Walter Kearns, Up in the Air?
That's right. A book copy.
Are you tired of movies?
I'm not over book copy.
Barnes & Noble has tons of book copies.
Look, this is one of those that was written after the movie.
It was like, and then George Clooney's like...
I read Walter Kern's memoir, and he blames the low sales on this book on 9/11.
Are you serious?
That's a true story, because there was a plane on the cover. He's like, it would have sold way more. It's like, you can't
Except
say
the,
that.
The book came out in, like, 1993.
Yeah, but 9/11.
All right, Kevin, let's hear the next song. All right. You're right there.
That was so good.
Will you pass that back? I'm so sorry. You caught it! Hell yeah! You
I'm
know who
a Walter
you are.
Kern.
Congratulations!
This is the only comedy podcast riffing on Walter Kern tonight.
Kern up the music! Sorry, I apologize.
I loved it.
Wait, just for Tommy.
Yeah, actually, this is fucked up. The show after this is Kernel of Truth, and so we probably
the
shouldn't
all
front
Walter
load.
Kern trivia show.
All right, fuck it. The next prize is going to be the Doug Benson. This is the grand prize of this round.
Could be useful in a trial someday.
That's true. It's got DNA on it. Let's hear the next song. I heard humps up here. I heard you say it first. All right. I'm so sorry, sir.
I'm so sad at how quickly you recognize that.
Yeah, Tommy. Put your hand back there. All right, Tommy, you're going to win one of these. So I don't have to keep making you hand stuff back. All right, you got another one, Kevin? Let's do like two more, and then we'll start the finals.
Yes!
Yes!
Tell me something,
who was
there? Girl.
All right, I'm going to toss it. Are you ready?
Oh, you're so fucking ugly. I tell you.
I feel like...
Tom, you're a podcaster, I tell you what.
Why was Bradley Cooper doing Batman's voice that whole movie?
I'm Sean Paul and Bradley Cooper.
You're very ugly.
Allie.
Tell me Sean Paul.
All right, let's do one more.
Waterfall's right here. Is it more Pez?
What song is that?
That was Waterfalls.
No, it's not.
No.
I know what it is.
No, it's
wait,
not Waterfalls.
Wait, it's... Yes, it's Unreal.
I thought it was Waterfalls.
J-Lon Ja Rule.
Yes.
I'm real.
All voices are the same.
Is it right?
All
right. And,
we were frauded, bamboozled.
I'm so sorry, buddy. There's one on each side. We'll give it to both of you. I'm making less room for you. All right, Tim, do your bracket for me, too?
Fuck, remember when we just wondered what happened to Ja Rule? And then we found out, and we were like, that's way worse than I imagined.
Josh, before we get to the finals, who do you think's going to win? We've got Sean Paul versus Bjork, another classic debate in music.
Yeah, I feel like there were so many nights I sat up in my dorm room and was like, who's better, Sean Paul or Bjork?
Yep.
Here's the thing. I think Sean Paul has more songs that I know, mm-hmm. but Bjork has worn more swans that I love. So it is a tough debate. I don't know where it's going to come down.
Man, I'm torn, man. This
that's
is a debate
Natalie,
I was
really.
Having.
Yep, that she
yes,
is.
That's true. All right.
You know it's a cover. Everyone always says that.
I do know it's a
is
cover.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And she says that it would have sold
everything.
Way better if it weren't for 9/11.
I have some emails to send. All right, shall we bring up our finalists?
And listen, a lesser comedian would dub this final round Swan Paul, but I'm not that guy. That's not me. I'm not going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Swan Paul, the final round, everybody!
Swan Paul! Kids, it was worth the price of your ticket just to hear Swan Paul.
All right, first up...
is Claire really not coming up? Claire, come on,
come
stage.
On,
I really
Claire.
Think she shouldn't.
Claire Parker, everybody. She's having a tough day.
Claire Parker.
She's already given up.
I've never given up. The one thing is I did not give up.
All right. Well, first up, we have... Casey James Lingo, and wait, who else
and
is in
gang.
This group? And the gang. Wait, who all is it? Wait, where is the rest of your group?
Right here. She's the winner.
But wait, there should be like 8 people on stage right now.
That's the other group. You didn't bring them yet.
No, we need to bring them up too. We got Sean Paul also. No, he said Swan Paul. That was both of you. See, this is the problem with riffing. Is it's confusing.
Now, I know there's a problem with Apu.
Right.
Is there a problem with riffing too?
All right.
Now, this is too many people on stage. What is this, the Arcade Fire? How
hello.
You doing?
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right.
What is
right.
this? The Polyphonic Spree?
There we go.
Drop.
What's the now deal with the Arcade Fire?
The Dropkick Murphy.
All right.
So who goes first? Do we flip a Pez? First.
Let's flip a Pez.
All right, if it lands, that's do you call?
If it lands Pez, who goes first?
It's Pez on both sides.
All right, call it like you see it. Nick, call it in the air. Sean Paul's first, everybody. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Eudora, take the wheel.
Y'all get ready.
Oh, shit. We have to get the... All right. We have to pull this thing down.
Oh, shit. We should get out of the way.
It's part of the act.
Yeah, sorry. So let's hear the song while this is happening.
Go ahead.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy. Get drunk, up, percolate. Anything you want, forgot it. Oscillate it if I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. Lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sex.
All right, get out of Idris Elba's way.
Oh, say. So, Wiley, me, Steph London, and Sean Paul. Shout out, Paul. We did a remix of Bosey. And the link is in the bio. Yes! I came to wrap it up. Boss.
All right. Turn off the projector and shit.
So I got a celebrity endorsement. I got the sexiest man alive.
You got Tommy McNamara?
Hey.
Kevin, did you do that on purpose? That was incredible.
Kevin Lofkowitz in the booth,
Kevin.
Everybody. That was great.
He scored.
Holy shit.
I got Idris Elba.
to endorse Sean Paul. And I just feel like, again, that's just a testament to his legacy, because even Idris Elba wants him to jump on the track. And he's got the perfect Sean Paul impression. He's got the monotone delivery down just pat. And I personally, like Sean Paul, you got to give it up. He built an international career around three notes. He sings two to three notes. And two of them are usually a little bit flat, but I can listen to those three notes all fucking day long. I mean, Idris Elba, he took his shirt off. What else can we give you?
Shall we let everyone weigh in with one quick thing?
Yes.
I'd like to say, Idris Elba's my one man crush, so that did it for me to decide. Now I'm mad that I had Matchbox 20 a long time ago. And also, I just looked him up during the break. Sean Paul was in one movie, Belly. I don't know if you remember Belly from 1998. And he played himself. So they were like, you're going to be Rocky. He's like, no, I'm Sean Paul. In this movie, I'm Sean Paul. No problem. So those two things together, how does he not win? Thank you very much.
All right.
I've been doing a lot of push-ups. You might have noticed the midsection hasn't really come together yet, but I just signed up at Blink Fitness, $15 a month.
Hell yeah!
And come springtime, you're gonna see a new me. Thank you, folks.
Springtime 2021.
I just found out that I know three Sean Paul songs, and I love it. So vote for us, you know.
What do you got, Claire?
I don't like music, but I respect Sean Paul.
Wow.
Wow.
But? No. All right.
Yeah, she says she doesn't like music. They're fucking insane.
All right.
I'm a crazy person.
And now you're challenger. Bjork, everybody. Let's hear it. Nick.
All right, I guess drop the needle on that track. I don't even remember what I told you to play. I hope it's nothing moody.
Drop the needle.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Good advice for the guy from Sublime.
All right. This is the kind of quality dancing that you can find at raves throughout the 90s. He's not going to take his shirt off. And it would take Jordan too long to take all of his shirts off. And that's the torso you really want to see. So all of this feminism shit, Bjork was doing that shit like in the 90s. And that's how white women decided it was cool, like young ones. They were like, oh, no, mom jeans and feminism and lipstick and Banto. But, like, y'all were doing
Lilith Fair.
Bjork with white women. And it's not all the time you're going to see me champion white women, so I'm going to really need a win on this. It's not all the time. But, I mean, y'all are fine. You know, y'all mean well.
You're good.
You know, I don't want you going out with low self-esteem. We don't want that. So, let's see. What else about Bjork? She's a witch. She was in a movie, like Lars von Trier movie called Dancing in the Dark. And it makes you cry. And I don't know if you know much about Lars von Trier. He's an asshole. And apparently, while filming, she was like, hey, bruh, I don't even act, so I don't need you to be an asshole to me. And he stepped back and instead gave a hard time to Catherine Deneuve, who was the other actress. And so she made him stand down. So when all this me shit stuff happened, she was like,
Hashtag me shit.
That's kind of how she was. Hashtag, thank you for the hashtag. She was like, well, he was a dick to me, and I told him to stop, and I guess no one's told him that before, so he kind of stopped. So then I made my peace with it already, but I support all of you other women with it. And I'm like, look at Bjork already shutting shit down, like, in the 2000s already. Like, all you had to do was just be like, nah, bruh. And he was like, oh, no one said that to me before. Bjork did, though, because he saw that footage of her kicking that reporter's ass, and he was like, I don't want no smoke. You're short, but I don't want no smoke. She's just... It's really hard to defend her against... I mean, like that song, you could dance to it or whatever, but mostly it's for... her music's for being in caves. Mostly. Because I think she recorded most of her album in, like, some sort of cave with actual birds, like, singing backup. You know what I mean? Very earth... Kind of earthy. Also, maybe a little nutty. And it's tough. I mean, I'm not going to try and throw it. I really do want to win... But, like, for real, though, have you heard Sean Paul's, like, Glue? That is a catchy song. Yes. If they could ever get it together, because Bjork does like black dudes.
Shipping.
And I know that's something all you white women have in common, so... vote with your heart, vote with your... But just vote correctly, you know what I mean?
Wow. All right, that was Bjork, everybody.
That's it.
All right, so this last round, a couple things. Before you guys are going to do it by fan vote who wins. Before I will let you know, I won't say who's on them, but we have two brackets that are perfect up till now. One with Sean Paul winning, one with Bjork winning.
Yes.
So someone is going to win.
Someone's walking home with a bunch of weird Pez.
With more Walter Kern novels.
Someone's throwing a bunch of Pez in the garbage near Union Hall.
But, Tom, I think we should let, before the fans weigh in, I think we should let our special guest, Josh Gondelman,
yes,
give his final verdict. You can let it influence you, you cannot, whatever you
sure
want. Josh, final verdict.
Gosh.
And do it. And Josh, do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There's a lot to think about here, but the big thing was the team Sean Paul made me listen to Idris Elba say, "The link is in the bio." And I'm just going to be drinking alone thinking about that for weeks, so... I have to side with Bjork because of that.
Wow. That did age Idris Elba 50 years to say that, I think.
Well, folks, whenever the people on stage stop talking, we'll ask you to vote. I'm just kidding. All right. That worked.
Let's hear it for Sean Paul.
Let's hear it for Bjork.
Oh, my God.
Bjork takes it, everybody.
Holy shit.
I'll tell you what.
Shocking.
No surprise here in Bjorkland.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bjork, everybody! That's been our show! Thank you guys so much! Good night!
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said.